You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Well, you can go. You can go see the art. You can go see the history. I mean, God, it's dating the dockyard. Nelson's Dockyard is a national park, okay? And then they have a Georgian Naval Dockyard. It's from the 1700s, you know? Mm-hmm. You got Fort James. You got St. John's Cathedral. It's a national monument. It's the Baroque style trinspiral architecture. You know, that was built in the 1600s. There's a sugar plantation on the island. So there's a lot of back to nature. But like I said, if there's people who just want to golf, that's the place to go golf. You know, it's back riding. You can do all of it. I mean, you just got to. People have fun, just take it all nice and, you know, it's dry. There's a lot of sandals you can do there. Mm-hmm. It's a big resort. You got Grand Pineapple Beach in Long Bay, and you got Beaches Antigua. They're all going to be into developing and changing. And, you know, that's what they do, the Sandals family.
Okay.
They're constantly upgrading and doing investments in their properties, so, you know.
Now, the golf courses aren't part of any particular resort. They're just independent?
Yes, okay. Yes, right. But like I say, if you go to Sam, they have a package where you can get the deal, mm-hmm. and the green fees and stuff sometimes are free or whatever. They're depending on what they're having the sale on.
Right.
So you have to kind of play it by ear. But like Jolly Beach Resort is a very laid-back luxury resort. It only has 72 golf rooms. And then you have Curtain Bluff.
And good afternoon and welcome to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This is our interactive show where we connect with our audience through several resources. The first resources are our open phone lines. It's now 204, and you can reach me here in studio live till 2:58 today at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, the phone number is 908-884-0770. Or you can email me at CajunMaven, CajunMavin, at AOL.com. We've been on the air now for, I guess, about 4 months with this new format where we go to the public. I'm out all week. People will send me their questions via email. We go to social media, through Facebook, through Twitter, to all the sources I'm on, get the questions, and then read them on the air. I get texts sometimes while I'm on the air. And we do take the occasional live phone call. Again, to call Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas live in our studios at now 2:05 p.m. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, we're going to take a brief commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Okay, let's take a look at the weather. The National Weather Service is telling me that currently it's 76 degrees with overcast skies. This afternoon, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers with a low of 55 degrees. So it looks like we're going to have some changes and it's going to start getting cooler. On Thursday, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 58 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a low of 49. So it is going to get a little bit cooler, which I'm kind of ready for because it's kind of humid out. On Friday, there's a 90% chance of rain, so it's going to rain on Friday for sure, with a high of 56 degrees. And the weekend looks like a lot of rain. Friday night, a 90% chance of rain with a low of 50. On Saturday, a 90% chance of rain with a high of 64. Saturday night, a 70% chance of rain likely with a low of 57. And on Sunday, a 60% chance of rain. Well, that's a little bit sad and depressing, but it's also an opportunity to maybe focus inward because the holidays are going to be around the corner, believe it or not. Tomorrow is October 1st, and we have Halloween and the Thanksgiving holidays, and then, of course, the holidays at the end of the year. So good time to start your home improvement projects, and what a better way than to call us here in studio at Modern Design at 908-237-0410 and ask us what's on your mind. I have about 18 years of experience being an interior designer slash builder slash realtor and working in many, many, many different homes, everything from small one-bedroom condos to building quite large homes, and also commercial spaces, restaurants, things of that nature. Call us with your questions. Before I start reading some of the questions that I received this week from social media, we are going to take a short commercial break, and I will be back in a moment with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Don't be shy. Please give us a call here in studio. I know this is a web-based program, but we do get live phone calls. I did have one in my last show. We're talking about window treatments in the morning show. And I'd love to get your input, not only through the tweets that I get and through the emails, but also on telephone that we can share with our listeners. Again, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Don't be shy. All right, my first call comes to me from Karen, and she's in Middlesex, New Jersey, and she is talking about redoing her kitchen and doesn't know where to begin and wants me to give her some ideas on redoing her kitchen. All right, well, I do a lot of kitchens and baths. Currently, I'm working on four kitchens all at the same time, which kind of has me a little harried. But they're fun projects to do. I like kitchens because kitchens at the end are very rewarding. When you give somebody a beautiful new kitchen and also functionality with their kitchen that they've never had before, it's very rewarding. And one good kitchen gets you three more good kitchens because inevitably, they're going to want to show it off. The homeowners want to show it off and have a dinner party. And then all of a sudden, everybody's calling you for their kitchen. So this is what I tell most people when they're ready to do their kitchen is before we even meet, and you do need to work with a kitchen designer. There are some steps in order doing a kitchen. Before we even meet, I say, I need you to go out and buy a couple of kitchen magazines, specifically kitchens. There's too many with the general design magazines. There's too many distractions. Get a couple of kitchen and bath magazines. Three, I'd say, really good, just specifically kitchen and bath magazines, and go through them. Create a scrapbook of things that you like. Don't just pick one page out with everything and say, oh, this will work. Take a look at all the details from the floor up. Take a look at what floor you like, whether you want to do a hardwood floor or if you want to do a tile floor. If you're doing a tile floor, do you want to have radiant heat? Radiant heat tile floors is much less expensive than it used to be, and it's now a very viable option. Then take a look at the cabinets. Do you want to do dark cabinets? Do you want to do an espresso? Do you want to do a cherry cabinet? Do you want to do sort of the new weathered look where there's a sort of a grayed color cabinet in maybe hickory or even oak is back again, but it's much rougher looking. Do you want to do a white cabinet, which seems to be the most popular these days? Do you want to do a shaker design? How do you want to set up your cabinets? Do you want a crown molding on top of your cabinets? Do you want to do a center island? Most people are looking for a center island now. Do you want to do a center island in a different finish than the cabinets on the perimeter of the room? Take these things into account. Take a look at the backsplash. Look at the kind of backsplashes that are out there. And there are a myriad of new products out there. Take a look at how the room is lit. Do we want to change the lighting in the room? Do we want to do under counter lighting? Look at the faucets. What kind of faucets do they have now? There's all sorts of new faucets and finishes. The appliances. Spend some time. Go into a local appliance store. Take a look at the different appliances and their functionality. I ordered ovens, wall ovens for someone the other day, and they have a steam feature where you can steam cook your meats and vegetables. It's amazing. There's an oven out there that has a microwave feature within it, so you don't need a freestanding microwave. You can actually use that as a feature. There's convection, there's a microwave feature. It's just amazing what's out there. So I would say even before you meet a kitchen designer, do your homework first. What you like, the colors that you like, the combinations that work best for you, the tile that you want, the wood that you want. So that when the designer comes, he or she can lay out the space and work within the parameters that you've given. But you've given them parameters because, you know, what's a beautiful kitchen is very much different perhaps for myself than yourself. Your vision needs to be expressed, and the best way to do that is through photographs. So I would go about it that way. Start with a wish list. Start with a scrapbook that you can give a designer. Have them go through that with you and then draw a plan. The best thing you can do when you start doing a kitchen before you even bid it out is to draw a plan either through an architect or a certified kitchen designer. And after you have an approved plan, then you can go ahead and bid it out to contractors. You'll get your bids, and when you're comfortable with references and who you're working with, proof of insurance, things of that nature, then you go to the town and look for building permits, and then the process begins. So that's basically how the initial stages of a kitchen renovation begin, but start with a plan. Start doing that scrapbook. It's actually fun work to do. Walk through kitchen showrooms, cut out pictures, and start that as the impetus of your renovation. So I hope that was helpful to you. My next question comes to me. Her name is Liza, and she asks, can I paint over wallpaper? Well, you know, I thought that that was not possible. I did a renovation a couple of years ago, and it was a very large master bathroom, believe it or not, which I really don't ever recommend paper in master bathrooms, but this was we inherited a project that the previous owner had papered the very large master bath with high ceilings, and the paper was not the walls were not primed first when the house was brand new. They put the paper up, they didn't prime it, and they could not get it off the walls. We tried everything to get it off the walls. The sheetrock would come off. So in this case, it was actually the wallpaper was in very good condition. It was just unattractive. We used a product called Styx. It's a primer base, and went over it with paint. And it's been a couple of years now, and I looked at it recently because we were doing the bedroom now, and it still looks very good. So it is possible to paint over a wallpaper. I don't recommend it. The best surface is a fresh new surface if you can help it. But if you have a situation where you cannot get the wallpaper off the walls, and the wallpaper is not sort of coming off, it's in very good shape, it is, in fact, possible to paint over a wallpaper. So I wish you luck with that project. But make sure before you do it, you get the right products. If you don't get the right priming products, you will have a mess on your hand. My next message here comes to me from Mark, and this was an email I received during the week. And he said to me he's getting his house ready for sale, and he wants to know if he should paint it out all, he has there a linen white, I guess that's Benjamin Moore's linen white, or should he use colors? He's not sure what to do to make the house most saleable. Well, this is a good question, and it comes up quite a bit when staging a house for sale. It was of the, in the past, it was of the mindset that if you were purchasing a new house, and if you're purchasing a house from a builder, they actually have to paint it for CO. It doesn't have to be finished painted, but they do sort of a spray coat of like a linen white all over everything just to get CO, and then from there, you can do finished painting. But in more recent years, what people have found is that it's a mess. And that sort of spray coat, just you lose everything. You lose all the architecture. You lose all the moldings and so on. So whether it be a new construction house or a resale house, my suggestion to everybody that I work with is to go ahead and do colors of paint, but just try to keep the colors relatively neutral, but make them different. First of all, as I say all the time, white ceilings painted with a specially formulated ceiling paint. Talk to your paint purveyor about ceiling white. It's a pre-mixed product for the ceilings. It's flat, it hides shadows, it's perfect. Then I would suggest that you paint out all the trim in your house white or super white, semi-gloss. It'll show off the architecture of the house. It will be easier to clean because it has the semi-gloss protection. And then paint out the walls in a matte finish. You don't want a flat finish because that can be dusty and get marks because people will be coming through the house to buy it. But you want to do a matte finish, something that has a flatter appearance but is washable. And then paint it out in colors that are relatively neutral but not necessarily white or off-white. In fact, white is a bad color to paint a resale house because it shows imperfections. It doesn't photograph well. It's a color I'd stay away from. Your best bet for painting colors for resale is tans, taupes, grays, and greens. Tans, taupes, grays, and greens. They're earth colors. They're neutral. No one's going to not buy a house because you have a room painted mid-tone gray with a crisp white trim. 100% of the people aren't going to want to go into a house if it's painted, you know, black or orange or so on. But if you have it painted out in nice neutrals with white trim and white ceilings, it's going to look very good. Some of my standard colors that I use to give you, Mark, some specifics is if you're looking for a really good tan, I like Benjamin Moore's Powell Buff. It's a nice true tan in Regal Matte Finish. If you're looking for a really nice neutral taupe, I like Benjamin Moore's Shaker Beige. I believe that's HC45. If you're looking for a green, I do like Benjamin Moore's. Well, there's two colors I like. I use Benjamin Moore's Saybrook Sage, which is a nice true sage. Or if you want something that's a little bit more of a gray-green, I use Nantucket Gray, which is also a green, a gray-green. And if you're looking for a gray, there's a color called Stonington Gray, which is a nice neutral mid-tone gray. So if you stick again with tans, taupes, grays and greens, you'll never go wrong. And I wish you well with that. Those are some of the colors that work for me that I use time and time again. They look terrific on film when you get a house ready to be photographed for a website, and they're appealing to a wide range of buyers. All right, my next message here comes to me from Gary, and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and he's thinking about flipping a house. What do you think of the market? Well, it's funny that you should say that. I am also the president of the Somerset Hills Business Card Exchange. I've been doing that for 14 years now, pretty much almost as long as I've been in business. But we've been talking, especially in the past couple of sessions, we meet twice a month, about how it seems that the market is getting better. There's more of turnaround in real estate, and the realtor in our group, who's been a guest here on Modern Design from Keller Williams, was saying that he's had a record year this year. Most of the people, there are 18 people in our group, most of the people had said that they see growth this year, there's a change. And I think, in fact, you have to understand what, you know, your situation is and what you went into the house at and where you'd come out. And the best way to do that is before you list any house, have three independent realtors come in and ask you for a CMA. And a CMA is a comparative market analysis. Have three independent ones done. They'll look at what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood and compare price per square foot. It's a pretty relative formulation for it. And see what it's worth now. And I think actually this is a good time to flip houses. Every time you flip a house, not only are you turning money, but the next set of people, buyers, are turning money around, and then painting is done and molding is done and landscaping is done. And it keeps the wheels rolling. And that's what we need to do in our area and in this country, is to keep the wheels moving again and make decisions. So I think this is actually a pretty good time. I mean, we've had 7 years back to 2008 of it being sort of frightening. Probably some of that is self-imposed, but I think we're getting to better times again. So I do think this, if the situation is right, if you purchase at the right time. In fact, I would think that it would be a good time to maybe flip your house. Okay, let's see if we can do one more. The next message I got, this came through social media, and this came from Gina, and Gina is looking to do a new master bathroom and is looking for ideas and suggestions. What's new? What can I do for a new master bath? Well, I'm just starting to work on a new master bath right now, and I'm kind of obsessed with the surfaces. I think this is probably the most interesting time in my career for tile. I think tile has really gone through the roof. There's so many options for tile, and tile is a very cost-effective solution. It used to be that if you wanted a rich-looking bathroom, you had to buy stone. You had to buy travertine. You had to buy high-end stone in order to get that look. Now they're making tiles that are so beautiful and so realistic with texture that you'd have to actually touch a tile to see that it's just ceramic and that it's not travertine or, you know, another very expensive stone. It's a very cost-effective solution. Tiles have gotten a lot bigger, which I kind of like the look, regardless of the size of the bathroom. I do like bigger tiles, less grout, less maintenance, and it's a nice, consistent look. So I'd probably start with your flooring surface, and I would recommend doing a larger tile. I do believe that showers are, you know, what people are really looking at now. And if you have room for a bathtub and a shower and a master, it's really important for resale to have both of those. I'm not seeing people requesting the old-fashioned jacuzzi tubs anymore. More what they're asking for today is more of a spa tub. You know, without that big deck around it, it's a freestanding looking tub, but it has what's called air jets. Definitely want to do a white tub. Classic clean lines is very good. Even in traditional, you want to have simple clean lines. White fixtures are a must. Please do not do almond fixtures or bisque or be talked into something else. Do crisp white fixtures. They will never go out of style. That is for a bathroom, undermount white sinks, a white commode, and keep that plumbing fixtures in your bathroom white. And then as far as the shower is concerned, there are so many different options. I've done a shower recently with sort of a pebble or a rock base, which is not for everybody, but I certainly like the way it felt. I don't like when people put too much embellishments in their shower and change out the materials and do sort of all these decorative things with glass. All that stuff is going to become dated. Actually, glass is already dated. I would say that glass is already passe. I like to use a simple product. I think your classic white subway tile. In fact, the bathroom that I'm working on now, we're going to do a bigger tile, a longer tile than 3x6. It's 3x8. So it has a more linear look. It's a great surround for a shower. And if you want to do some niches for soap or things of that nature, that's a nice way to personalize a shower. But to interrupt the pattern of a shower with a different material is not really what I think will stand the test of time. Good classic materials. You know, you could have done a subway tile, white bathroom, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, it would always be in style. So keep that in mind when you're working with hard surfaces. A bathroom is not something that you want to do more than once. So keep it very clean. People are not using shower curtains anymore. People are going for frameless shower doors. So I would do a frameless shower enclosure. And those are some of the things that I think would work well for you in your bathroom. So, Gina, I wish you well with that. And, you know, I think we can take one more here. Okay. This is from Harry, and he's in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And he's looking to do upstairs renovation and thinking about using the attic and dormering it out. How big of a project is that? Well, that's a very big project. I'm not as familiar with Fort Lee. I did a job up there maybe about 8 years ago, and I don't know how it is to build in Fort Lee with setbacks and property and so on. There are certainly advantages to working within the confines of an existing home. What I mean by that is if you were to go to put an addition on the house and create new space and build, it's very costly and cumbersome. So when you're working within the confines of an attic or a basement, the space, in essence, is already there. You're just refinishing it, repurposing it, replumbing it, heating it, and making it work for you. So it's always a better solution financially to work within the confines of an existing space than to physically create additional or new space. So that's the plus side. The minus side is when you're working with an attic, you have, number one, issues with utilities, with other things going on in an attic. You have issues with HVAC. Attics tend to be very hot, and so that's another issue. And then you have the issue of creating a dormer surface so that you can stand up without hitting your head and open the space and have it be functional and work for you. So a lot of that goes into making a master bedroom. Another thing that you might want to consider, and I don't know what it doesn't say what your age is, but as you get older, if you're in a two-story home and you're going to the attic to go to bed every night, climbing two sets of stairs may not down the road be a wise choice for you. A lot of people are opting to have a designated room on their first floor, which could eventually become a master bedroom, even if they make it a library, a sitting room, a living room, what have you. You know, the thought of having to go up two flights of stairs and down two flights of stairs every day could be daunting to some people, or down the road be daunting to them. So that's something to consider when you're using an attic space. That being said, you can create an unbelievable suite and a lot of privacy by being on your own floor with that. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag. It depends on what works with your life, the age of your children, if you feel that you need to be closer to them or want to be as far away from them as possible. So I wish you luck with your renovation. Make sure that you use a qualified contractor. Do ask for a license. Do ask for references. And do a background check before you take on a project like that. Okay, well, it looks like we're at half past the hour. We are going to go to news, and I'll be back with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The U.S. is closely monitoring Russian airstrikes in Syria.
Department of Defense is obviously reviewing the ongoing Russian military activity inside of Syria.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. military officials are in contact with Russian counterparts. Earnest stepped around questions about reports that Russia is targeting sites that are not linked to ISIS. Meantime, Earnest criticized Russia for continuing to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. sees Assad as a tyrant who is slaughtering his own people. President Obama has repeatedly called on Assad to step down. Meteorologists are split over whether Hurricane Joaquin will slam the East Coast. Joaquin is now pushing through the Atlantic Ocean just southeast of Florida, and some models have it hitting the mid-Atlantic region by Sunday. Forecasters are predicting heavy rain all the way from North Carolina to Maine in the coming days. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Did you hear that noise? I think I heard thunder. There must be a storm coming. Well, hang on now. I heard it again. Holy cow, is that your stomach? You must be starving. It sounds like there are horses fighting inside your torso. You need to get to a KFC for one of my $5 fill-ups. It has enough delicious food to bring peace and quiet to that noisy belly of yours. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The Vatican is confirming Pope Francis met with the Kentucky County Clerk who made headlines for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Her lawyer says Davis and her husband met with the Pope for about 15 minutes Thursday at the Vatican Embassy. Donald Trump is sliding further down the USA Today GOP power rankings just 1 week after Carly Fiorina bumped the outspoken billionaire out of the top spot. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has moved into second place. The rankings are put together using the input from about 30 experts in politics. Arizona Congressman Matt Salmon is not running against Senator John McCain next year. Many Arizona Republicans had hoped the House Freedom Caucus member would challenge McCain. Some of them feel McCain's not conservative enough. The proposed contract between the United Auto Workers and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles will likely be turned down. The Detroit News reports union members voted against the contract, and the remaining locals still voting may not be large enough to overcome the deficit. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
An appellate court is striking down a plan to compensate college student athletes for use of their name, image, and likeness. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a lower court's ruling that would allow universities to pay student athletes up to $5,000 annually above the cost of attendance. The court did agree that the NCAA has violated antitrust laws by limiting student athlete compensation, but called the compensation plan erroneous. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon won an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA last year, claiming it profits of the use of athletes' names, images, and likenesses without compensating the individuals. The appellate court panel said the rule of reason requires the NCAA to allow schools to provide up to the cost of attending school, but no more. The now 43-year-old O'Bannon played at UCLA from 1991 to 95 and was a first-round draft pick in the NBA. Police in South Carolina are confirming that an officer is dead after a shooting at a mall near Columbia this morning. One suspect is in custody after shots were fired as two Forest Acres officers responded to reports of a suspicious person at Richland Mall. The fallen officer was reportedly a 7-year veteran of the force and recently became a father. The White House is threatening a presidential veto of any bill that hinders the Iran nuclear accord. The measure would require Iran to pay billions of dollars in restitution to U.S. victims of Iranian-backed terrorism. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Design Dilemmas is our interactive show. I go to social media, Facebook, Twitter. I use emails, texting, and, of course, our open listener line. It's now about 2:35, I believe, and we're on till 2:58. So please call into our phone lines. Don't be shy. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. I've got a couple of texts in, and we'll read some of those on the air. But I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the weather if you're just tuning into our program. Looks like we have quite a bit of rain coming our way, starting with this afternoon with a 20% chance of slight showers and a high of 76 degrees. And tonight we're going to see it go down considerably. There's a 40% chance of showers, but the low is going to be 55. And it looks like it's going to stay in that lower range until Sunday. Thursday night, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 58 degrees. And on Friday, there's a 90% chance of rain. That looks like a pretty good chance of rain with a high of 56. On Friday night, a 90% chance of continued rain. So it looks like it's going to rain through with a low of 50 degrees. On Saturday, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 64. On Saturday night, 60% chance of rain likely with a low of 57. And finally, on Sunday, rain likely at 60% with a high of 66. So it looks like after today, the heat is going to break a little bit. It's already gone down from early this morning where we were closer to 80 to 76, and then we're going to be in the 50s. So it's going to be a big change and maybe start to feel like fall. Okay, so we are back with Modern Design 2. And my next question was a text, and this one comes to me. And I get this question an awful lot. His name is Kevin, and he's from Hillside, New Jersey, and he has an older home, which is aluminum siding. We don't think about aluminum siding much anymore, I think. But there are many houses in older neighborhoods where it's still out there. And he asks, I have a house that's aluminum sided. Can anything else be done to make it look better? Well, a couple of answers to that question. Of course, the aluminum siding could be taken off, which would probably be the most practical solution. And the cementitious fiberboard, the cement fiberboard siding, James Hardy siding is one name brand, but that board that looks like that it's planking, it looks like it's wood, could be put on your house. The color is actually baked in, so it's really almost maintenance-free. So that's the optimum surface to go with today. They're not even really using much of the vinyl siding anymore. They're going with the cement fiberboard. So that would be my number one suggestion for you on that. If that's not in the budget, there are things that you can do to vinyl siding to make it look better. One is aluminum siding. Can be painted as well as vinyl, but in this case it was aluminum siding. Aluminum siding can be painted. Just make sure when you go to the paint purveyor, you use a bonding primer. You use a product to make the metal surface now be able to take the new paint. And yes, it can be painted. I have seen the results, which are, will look a lot better. It's not going to be as good as getting new siding, of course. But it'll be significantly better. And if you're stuck with a really bad color, lightening up a house or, coming up with a better shade and freshening it up, paint does wonders. That could make a big difference. I'd always suggest when you're going to do something like that, really make a change. If your house is blue, let's go taupe. If your house is taupe, let's go green. Try something different. New shutters, a new front door, at least painting the front door, change out the look, and you really can make if you're on limited budget, you really can make changes. And just because you have aluminum or vinyl siding, you're not locked into that for as long as you own your home. Okay, the next, sorry about that. The next email I got came to me during the week, And this is from Leslie. And she's looking for places in central New Jersey, doesn't say where it comes from, to purchase furniture. I think I get that question quite a bit, both in my design business and on the show, because the furniture stores are seem to be disappearing, aren't they? A lot less choices for furniture. And years ago, not even that many years ago, I remember a lot of the department stores used to carry furniture. Bloomingdale's carried furniture in the Short Hill store. When A&S was around, they carried furniture. Macy's has select furniture stores. There's not many of them, but they used to carry it in the store. Stearns, when it was around, used to carry furniture in the store. And there were just a lot more furniture stores out there. So it is difficult. I always say I'm not a big fan of buying furniture on the internet, specifically upholstered furniture, furniture that you sit in. Furniture has to feel comfortable. It's like trying on a pair of pants or a shirt. You want to be able to feel out a couch or a dining chair to make sure that it fits your frame and you feel comfortable in it. So I'm not a big fan of buying furniture over the internet. Accessories, perhaps, but certainly not furniture that way. That being said, there are a couple of furniture stores that I go to. One of them is, believe it or not, Bassett Furniture. Bassett has dedicated furniture stores. There is one on Route 22 in Greenbrook, New Jersey, which is central Jersey, right off Route 22 on the westbound lane. Their furniture is all made in Bassett, Virginia. It's all made in America. And it's sort of semi-custom furniture within 30 days. So if you go in and you say you want a specific couch of a specific size, you want the cushions a specific firmness, you want to pick the feet and the color of the feet on your sofa and your fabrics, you can do that, and within 30 days you have your new pieces. So I've had a lot of success with that. They're not inexpensive, but they're value priced, and they put out a good quality product. I haven't seen any of the furniture that I've ordered from there ever go back. Ethan Allen is I've sort of rediscovered again, because they've sort of redone themselves and modernized their image a little bit and been a little bit more approachable, a little bit on the more high-end side, as it always has been, but less stuffy, a little bit more modern, and very very approachable in terms of style. So I would take a look at Ethan Allen. They're all over the central Jersey area. I've been told that Bograd's, which is a store that I like, that's up 287 in North Jersey, who I've used in the past, has reopened. So that was always a good resource. I would probably go check out on the net first. There's another series of furniture stores in Central Jersey, and I don't know where you are in Central Jersey. I know there's one in Woodbridge. There's one in up at off Route 10 in East Hanover called Thomasville. They have their own furniture showrooms, and they have a good selection of furniture, very fair price points. So that's another resource that I'd like to use. In Chester, New Jersey, there's a place I've used in the past called Rolling Hills Furniture. So that's another resource for furniture for you. So I think that's a good start. I try to balance it out in sort of a little bit of the northern and then southern part of the central part of the state, and I hope you do well with that. All right, looks like we're going to go to another set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly. More with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. A little bit about myself, if you haven't heard. I kind of feel boastful talking about myself, but what the heck, it's my show. I've been in the business for 18 years as an interior designer, but also in a construction capacity. My dad was a general contractor and had in later years had worked for me in my business. We do a lot of kitchens and baths, currently working on 4 kitchens at the same time, which is a little bit daunting. A lot of bathrooms, a lot of kitchens, a lot of furniture, a lot of crowd molding and painting. And I'm in a lot of houses during the day, and I have to tell you, doing that for 18 years, you know, you learn a lot about what works for people and what doesn't work, and I think you get better over time. So one of the things that I think I can offer as an interior designer is realistic solutions that will work for the long term. In the beginning, I think when you start out in anything, you have to find your way, but then over time, each time I go into someone's house, I learn from them as much as they learn from me, so it's a very rewarding experience. I do have a store and a showroom located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Phone number 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050. Come visit me. I'm at the Flemington Circle next to Ideal Tile in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. We're in the former Lennox building. We have everything from carpets, fine carpets, and area rugs to beautiful pieces of furniture, specialty items, beautiful pillows, unique accessories, and about 2,500 square feet of space. So it pays to take a ride and take a look and see what's out there. Okay, so my next question comes to me also from social media, and this is kind of a funny question. This comes from Sharon, and Sharon says, do people still use wallpaper borders in their homes? And I probably would have said, no, I haven't done one in a really, really long time. But this week, I had an older gentleman who was retired who came to me because he couldn't find wallpaper borders and called me up and came into my studio and says, I'm really looking to do wallpaper borders. I like the way they look. I like to work with them. It allows me to have a little bit of a look without committing to full walls of wallpaper. So I did do my research. There's not a lot of companies out there that wallpaper borders. But we did find him about 6 books of, believe it or not, wallpaper borders that still make them. And yet he couldn't find anything he liked because most of them were basically juvenile papers. They're sports themes or, you know, things for children. So what this gentleman wound up doing, and probably a very good job at it, he seemed very, very precise in what he was going to do, took a striped paper. I ordered him a striped wallpaper, and he methodically cut it and created sort of a striped look, and he did a wallpaper border. And I haven't seen pictures of it yet, but he did come back in and tell me how happy he was with how it turned out. So I would say, am I seeing wallpaper borders? No, not really. Do they still make them? As a matter of fact, they do. I found 6 books, but it took a long time to get those 6 books. And it's still out there if you want. I don't really care for the look, and I probably wouldn't do it. If it's a child's room, in more recent years, they're using these stickers and very realistic-looking large stickers to go on the wall that are decorative. And then when the child gets tired of it, they just come off. So that's a way to go. And a little bit of faux painting is always good if you want to do a sports theme or some sort of young girl theme. You certainly could do some decorative art on the walls, limited though, but some decorative art on the walls, which would probably be, I think, a better solution than a border. So I hope that answers your question. It surprised me when someone was looking for that. Okay, the next question comes to me from Gary. This was an email that I received, and this comes up all the time. Gary writes, the largest room in my house is the living room and the room I use the least. Do you have any suggestions to repurpose this room? Well, I tell you what, I have that going on in my business a lot lately. People are not using their formal living rooms. They're using their dining rooms because they use them on holidays. And even if it's a couple times a year, you need one space on the main level that you can feed everybody. So I'm not seeing people necessarily taking away their dining rooms, but I do see people taking away their living rooms, and that is, you know, repurposing them to a room that would be more useful. Some of the uses that I have seen and am working on currently is, one, I have a woman who's making her her living room into a tavern room, and we're putting in a bar, and we're putting in a tin ceiling, and we're paneling the walls, and we're setting it up as a sort of tavern with a four comfortable chairs and a low table, and it's going to be more of a casual and approachable room. I have another couple that is decided that they wanted to make it a library. They've always wanted a library. They don't really have the space anywhere else, and it's the largest room in their house. So we've added bookshelves that went all the way around, and we paneled the walls also as well. We dropped a fixture in the center. I purchased a Chesterfield sofa, a leather sofa, and a warm chocolate brown, and some low wing chairs, the more modern type wing chairs, and set it up as a reading room, you know, well lit. And they're really enjoying that space. I got a nice card from them that they're really enjoying that space. People have flip-flopped rooms. If you don't have a formal dining room and made the living room a dining room, I've done that before in a house out in Pittstown. People are turning their living rooms into game rooms, believe it or not. I have a lady in Westfield that had three boys, and she decided to put in a pool table and to make it more of a casual room. Still elegant, but a casual room. We dropped a big fixture over the pool table and some comfortable couches. So those are some uses for the formal living room. I hate to see formality go away completely. I do like a little bit of casual elegance, so I hope we don't get rid of everything. But there is a trend towards, and I say this on Modern Design all the time, there is a trend towards more casual living, more open living, and not the classic, the front of the house is formal and the back of the house is casual. So I see that as a trend that's going to continue. So I hope that gives you some ideas of what to do with that space. The next question comes from me from Mark, and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And again, he's looking to sell his house. He asks any questions to anything that he suggestions that he can do to make it sell quickly. Okay. It doesn't tell me whether you have a townhouse or a house, a single-family house, but I'm just going to assume it's a single-family house. The first thing I say to people when they're going to sell their house is to take yourself out of the house, take a walk down to the end of your block, and then come back around and do a drive-by, if you will, but on your feet with the walking. And take a look at your front of the house, take a look at your windows, take a look at the siding, take a look at your roof line, and see what we kind of almost always overlook. I find that most people these days, their home, their garages are attached to the house, and they pull into the garage door, they go in through the side entrance, and they never take a look at the front of their house. Now, once you have your pictures online, often before people actually preview the inside of a house, they'll do what's called the drive-by, and they'll go to the cul-de-sac, they'll go around, they'll take a look at your house, and what are they judging? They haven't been inside yet, they're judging the front of your house. So if they like what they see, chances are they're going to book an appointment and go in. If you have dirty windows, if you have a cracked walkway, if the bushes are overgrown, people are not necessarily going to make that appointment. They're going to move on to the next house. So curb appeal is critical when you go to sell a house and sell it quickly. So some of the things that you want to be mindful of and our inexpensive fixes are to, well, looks like we're getting a caller. I'm going to take that and see if that's for our show. Hello? Yes. Okay, are you with us? Caller, are you with us?
I am, how are you?
Okay. Yes, can I help you?
Okay, this is John Sassietta. I was told to call by speak.
Okay, and your question to us? You've reached you've reached Modern Design on 100 Chamber Radio. You've reached
Wow.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. Well, sorry about that. That sometimes happens. We have a wrong number on Modern Design, which I think is a first. Kind of funny, actually. But I was saying that the curb appeal is critical when you go to sell your home. Make sure that the windows are washed. Make sure that the seal coating a driveway, even if you can't afford to replace the driveway, seal coating a driveway works wonders. Making sure that the house is power washed so it's nice and clean looking. Those are some very inexpensive things that you can do. Washing windows are critical. Making sure that the bushes, your existing shrubs, you don't even have to rip them out. Just cut the shrubs back. Let the house shine through. That makes such a big difference. Okay, well, it looks like we're at the end of yet another hour of Modern Design. I appreciate you sticking with me. Person who called the wrong number, I hope you get the right number. Have a good week, everybody. This is a good week to do some shopping, to work on the inside of your house on projects. We have rain till Sunday, so go inside, turn inward, and work on your home. Enjoy these projects, and always contact me every Wednesday from 2 to 3 on Modern Design 2. I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The U.S. is closely monitoring Russian airstrikes in Syria.
The Department of Defense is obviously reviewing the ongoing Russian military activity inside of Syria.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. military officials are in contact with Russian counterparts. Earnest stepped around questions about reports that Russia is targeting sites that are not linked to ISIS. Meantime, Earnest criticized Russia for continuing to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. sees Assad as a tyrant who is slaughtering his own people. President Obama has repeatedly called on Assad to step down. Meteorologists are split over whether Hurricane Joaquin will slam the East Coast. Joaquin is now pushing through the Atlantic Ocean just southeast of Florida, and some models have it hitting the mid-Atlantic region by Sunday. Forecasters are predicting heavy rain all the way from North Carolina to Maine in the coming days. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Did you hear that noise? I think I heard thunder. There must be a storm coming. Well, hang on now. I heard it again. Holy cow, is that your stomach? You must be starving. It sounds like there are horses fighting inside your torso. You need to get to a KFC for one of my $5 fill-ups. It has enough delicious food to bring peace and quiet to that noisy belly of yours. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum, thigh, side, cookie, medium, drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The Vatican is confirming Pope Francis met with the Kentucky County Clerk who made headlines for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Her lawyer says Davis and her husband met with the Pope for about 15 minutes Thursday at the Vatican Embassy. Donald Trump is sliding further down the USA Today GOP power rankings. Just 1 week after Carly Fiorina bumped the outspoken billionaire out of the top spot, Florida Senator Marco Rubio has moved into second place. The rankings are put together using the input from about 30 experts in politics. Arizona Congressman Matt Salmon is not running against Senator John McCain next year. Many Arizona Republicans had hoped the House Freedom Caucus member would challenge McCain.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views